This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking youth sports, a lot of you can relate. The pressure to specialize. Tom Glavin saying, run from those coaches who are pressuring your kids to play one sport. And John has continued to push the benefits of playing multiple sports. It's been echoed on the phones and the ticket texts.
So many coaches at the college level, when you talk to them about recruiting, they value athletes that are playing multiple sports. And part of it is the skill set that they bring. Part of it is they're always in competition. So you're always learning how to compete, how to win, how to lose, how to deal and manage teammates and teams, leadership. It's all a part of it.
PJ and Canton, I like this perspective. You're a coach, and you say it's not all us.
Yeah, it's love the show, guys. I'm a new head coach at Salem High School for wrestling, and we're dealing with not just the coaches that are pushing it, but also the parents, where the parents are dabbling their toe into multiple sports. While the season's going on, I have athletes that are missing practice and missing competition because they have like year-round baseball, year-round soccer, and they're not really giving themselves a full opportunity to try the other sports because their parents are guaranteeing that their son or daughter is going to be the next all-pro soccer player, all-pro baseball player, and they're not giving them an opportunity to really dive into the sport as much as they need to.
Yeah, I see that as well. And it during any one season, it could be overtraining.
Yes. Yep.
And it's
a team net issue too, where they're leaving their sport middle of practice, they're missing practices that creates some odd situations and awkwardness with their teammates who they're bailing on to go do another sport. And I want them to play other sports. But when you're in that other season, there's got to be that separation. Because as a coach, I want to support them doing other sports, but just there's got to be a line drawn, and it's the parents that are really pressuring their kid to be a one-sport athlete, but maybe try this, like, dipping their toe in the pool kind of situation.
Yeah, where if it's baseball season, hey, that's when you are committed to your baseball team. Basketball season, same thing. And I'll bring up Coach Tom again. They do practice during the winter, but he's a big proponent of if you've got basketball practice or if you're wrestling, that's the season to do that. When it comes time for baseball, we want you to be committed to our baseball team, but you can miss a practice in the middle of winter if you're at basketball practice or if you're at wrestling.
I like getting the coach perspective, though, because we're doing a lot of this. It's the coaches, run from the coaches, these coaches who are forcing your kids. Parents are part of this equation too, and as a parent, if you're pushing your kid, thinking, and a texter points it out, trying to live through your kid, I've got the next insert great athlete here under my roof, and I'm going to push them to play year-round and train year-round, and they're not going to get left behind. They're going to be the best in their class. They're going to get the scholarship, and they're going to play professionally. Odds are they're not, and you're doing them a disservice. If you listen to some great athletes, you're doing them a disservice by forcing them into one sport. Now, John, if your kid only likes one sport, then they only like one sport, but you still got to be you know, kind of guarding against the burnout, right?
Sure. You got to overtraining, burnout. And so you can still be training for that sport, even though you're not throwing a baseball or you're not hitting a seven-man sled. You can be in the weight room. You could do things like that. I mean, there's this big, you know, fitness push about cross training. It works for sports as well.
Yeah, you can do plyometrics. You can work on weight training and core training and all kinds of stuff. Ticket, text, and phone call, 248-539-9797. Let's get to Scott in Brooklyn. Scott, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I was fortunate enough to get a college scholarship to play basketball in college, and I saw all the avenues by being part of a team for 4 years in college, what it helped me to prepare for life. So I'm a member of the Three Girl Club. I had three girls, and I was I ran a youth travel program, travel AU program, from like fifth grade through middle school. And we had a great program, but we would play all year round, right? And then like summer, fall, winter. And I tell you what, to this day, my kids, they don't even want to look at a basketball. My two youngest, they kind of woke up and like, hey, I'm done playing basketball, Dad. And I was fortunate enough, my oldest played through high school. But when she got done with high school, she was done. And my other two girls, they ventured out into golf. And I'm very, very fortunate that they still love to play golf. But, man, I was that coach that I would schedule training sessions. I would hire a trainer. We would go through all the fundamentals, the training and everything. And I tell you, these kids, they get burnt out playing one sport because it's not only basketball. I mean, we were traveling all over the United States in the summer, and I feel horrible about all the opportunities that my kids missed on during the off seasons, whether it was us hanging out with their friends or doing other things because we were always on the road. And my kids do not even want to see a basketball. So I was that guy, and I regret it. I truly regret it.
But it's good perspective to share with other people, because I'm looking over at Heather and you're starting this.
Oh yeah, and I get everything he said. I understand. It's interesting because I didn't play a lot of sports either when I grew up. I was in dance and I was in cheerleading. That's what I did, and they semi overlap, right? The skills can overlap one another. But I remember even in that how hard things were. Like you couldn't miss. We had practice over the summers, right? You couldn't miss that. My parents were so upset. Like, what? We're going up north to the cottage, and she can't miss a practice. And I get what this guy was saying about pushing them hard in one sport, and they're missing out on other things, life with your friends.
I don't want to miss
family time.
I don't want to completely throw all of it under the bus, because as a parent who had one that was travel basketball and another one who's in travel softball, like during those seasons when you are traveling around parts of the country, there are some great moments that they have with their teammates because they're traveling, they're in hotels, they're spending an entire weekend with, as long as they're a part of a team that they enjoy being a part of. Now you're starting to talk about the politics and dynamics of travel sports. That's a completely different topic, but selfishly, there were times where it was just me and Ruby, and we were in, you know, Louisville, or it's been me and Ellie in another city. You get that individual time with that individual child that when you have five of them, you don't always get.
I could see that to the road trip element of it.
I love a road trip.
I know, which is
exciting for one specific weekend, but when you're doing it every single day,
and you're living out of a suitcase,
it's way less exciting, especially when you're a young person in high school.
There's
a lot of other things you could be doing.
We got a ton of calls to get to. Try to pick the most interesting. I'll put that pressure on Mark in Rochester. Mark, deliver for us. You're on 97.1.
Cookies, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Just to offer some of my perspective, you know, I played all sports growing up, soccer, basketball, baseball. And I remember my dad tried to put me in travel baseball when I was like 11. And I had a coach immediately try to teach me how to throw a 12-6 curveball. And my dad was like, nope, we're not doing that. And it's like you see all these kids in travel baseball blowing their arms out like the caller was talking about. It's horrible. I didn't end up playing football until I was in high school. And I was able to get to play D1 for the University of Miami for Coach Diaz. And it's like you know, if you can keep your kids athletic somewhat, you don't need to do the hardcore travel, the hardcore training, you just got to wait until it's time, in my opinion, and lock in when you're in high school if you want to go play D1. I remember I was getting recruited, and I don't want to name the university, but there was a major university that I went to a lineman camp for O-line, D-line, and at the end of it, the coach threw out a soccer ball to a bunch of 300-pound kids just to see who was the most athletic kids, and we played pickup soccer. So in my opinion, just focus on keeping your kids happy, give them a lot of life experiences, a lot of different sporting experiences, and it'll all work out. And if you really care about the scholarship thing, you don't forge that at age 11. You forge it at 16, 17, 18 when they're really grinding.
Yeah, that was my only question was when you get to the you say 16 and 17, when you get to you're receiving scholarships, you don't have to pick, but if you're a fringe athlete, you're not a pro athlete, you're a fringe athlete. Is that where you say, hey, my senior year, I'm going to just focus on doing everything I can to solidify that scholarship?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, now you're talking about kids that are, they're further along, and it is 16, 17, and 18, and they should have a little bit of say in what they like, what they don't like, and how they want to go about pursuing their dreams. When they're 11, I don't necessarily, at 10 or 11, right, we all want to be Major League Baseball players, or we want to be the next, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, and you can have those dreams, but it's up to the parents to make sure that they're well-rounded athletes.
Like, I'll give you an example. It's a guy brought up earlier, a kid that was throwing 90 as a lefty. Let's say instead of being a sophomore, he's a junior, and the only thing that's going to derail him is a fluke injury. Do you just say, hey, I'm putting the blinders on, I'm getting that opportunity in baseball?
Well, okay, so I mean, injuries happen in a lot of different ways.
Right, but do you want to get hurt playing basketball when you have a golden arm and you have this bright future ahead of you?
All right, so you're going to just throw for 365 days a year and blow out your arm?
No, you shouldn't do that either.
So there has to be a happy medium in regards to how you're going about, if you are going to specialize at that point, that's your, you feel like that's your path to, you know, an education or another opportunity, then that's a decision that you can make at that time.
Yeah, much later in your development, not like you said, when they're 10, 11 years old. Jamie in St. Clair Shores. Jamie, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. I'm calling. I'm a former college athlete. I coach college softball. I coach travel and youth softball. And I think that it's too much, too young for sure. I see so many athletes that are burned out and don't even want to play in college, and they're talented. And I think, unfortunately, it comes a lot from the parents at a young age telling them that they have to do this so early. And I think the other side of it is that there's not a ton of opportunities for the athlete who just wants to enjoy playing the sport. Rec has gone away. There's very few options if an athlete doesn't want to be a travel athlete. That's why there's so many teams for every sport, because there is no recreational sports anymore that a kid can just go out and enjoy. So then you get stuck in this travel world where everyone feels like you have to do it year round and put all this pressure on them from a young age. And it's unfortunate because I believe that the multi-sport athletes end up getting injured less and that they enjoy it more. And they're the better athletes in their sport that they choose when they go on to play at a higher level.
Yeah, there definitely needs to be an enjoyment. If you're going to be good at anything, you got to like what you're doing. And if you're just, if it's so repetitive, like the one guy that called in and said, I it was travel basketball. It was basketball all year long. Like at some point, does, you know, working on the skills become boring and monotonous and you're not getting as much out of those practice sessions? So sometimes less is actually more.
Yeah, and there's so many stories from athletes. We bring up the Glavin quote. Ticket Texter says, Jordan famously said when he was 11 and 12 years old, he was playing baseball, not basketball all the time. It's great athletes are great athletes, in part is because they're well-rounded athletes.
Yeah.
Phone calls, Ticket Text. You're dealing with this right now, or if you have dealt with it, the pressure in youth sports, it's 97.1.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.